Gemara that wants to raise the kasha, who's a chayav when it comes to a soicher and who's chayav when it comes to a masker? So the Rashi, then the Gemara brings a raya from Mezuzah, and Rashi says that the Gemara's tchiyah, that Mezuzah is chayves hadar, which is, as you saw, is the next set of Marim Kaimis, which is going to be a fascinating tangential sugya, not really a psachim sugya, but is a Rashi and psachim sugya, and is going to have tremendous ramifications and not kedai to miss. So we're going to go a little bit off of psachim sugya because of this Rashi, but very important sugya. And Rashi says that one's deraisa, one's derabbanan. Why is this deraisa? Why is this only derabbanan and not deraisa? Everybody say, why do we say?
It wouldn't be a suffix.
What?
It wouldn't be a suffix.
Wouldn't be a suffix?
If it was deraisa.
Meaning, no, but I'm asking practically, how, not meaning, not, how did Rashi get to it not being deraisa? What did he implement?
Post-bittel.
Right, David's explaining why Rashi knew that. But practically, how did he get to there? Is through Bittel. Good. So now, yesterday we had a fascinating few different approaches within Rashi. What would have been the case if it wasn't Bittel, right? Whether it's the Chiyuv on the Seicher, the Chiyuv on the Maskir, for different reasons, Magen Avraham and the Gra, or according to Marshal, it would have been the Chiyuv on the Maskir for a different reason. So that's important on its own right, Rav Osai, for the rest of Maseches Pesachim, just in terms of understanding what Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzi does and how it works. Yesterday, Yosef asked the question that if you understand that the Seicher would violate, like the Vilna Gaon, or like the Magen Avraham, for entirely different reasons, right? Gra makes a Chiddush based on a Rashi and Dav Hey that Rishuso alone is Mechayev for Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzi. Whereas the Magen Avraham understands, no, technically when a person's socher from a maskir is an automatic hefker on the elements of the house, on the bread and the chametz in the house, chiddush of the Magen Avraham. The question is, so who's doing the bittel? So Yosef said the pashtus is that the maskir is doing the bittel. It's kind of strange then that the maskir's bittel is going to help for the socher's bal yirah bal yimotzi. It's like an interesting animal that you're now seeing over here. So I suggested, unless maybe even the socher, without actually owning the chametz, possibly could do a bittel. But the question is, then how would that bittel work? So that I connected, and Mitzvah will get back to that, to the sugya on Dav Dalet Amud Beis, which we already saw when we saw the Ran on Dav Beis Amud Aleph, that there is two ma'alchim within bittel, and maybe that might connect whether or not Bittel needs bilers or Bittel does not need bilers. So yesterday was mamish loaded, packed, and geschmack in terms of that analysis. But it continued. And Tosas had an entirely different approach to the Gemara. Tosas presented the Gemara that the Gemara's suffix had nothing to do with a chiyuv bedika, but it was specifically zeroing in on the date that the Gemara presented, which was specifically a chiyuv that transfers from the beginning of the 14th, where the bilus was totally owned on the maskir, switching to the chiyuv on the socher. And Tosos's advantage is that now he explains something that the other Rishonim never explained and might not have an explanation for, and they might actually lav dafke it, the fact that the Gemara zeroed in that it was a specific yudalid, and this wasn't a general suffix that applies to and pertains to an earlier date. Tosos now goes on and says, so what happens if you have a chiyuv that's originally on the maskir and now transforms to be the chiyuv on the socher? How do you deal with such an idea? How do you deal with such a bedika? What happens? And that is the nature of our suffix. I just suggested the fact that Tosos explains away the Gemara in that form. So the reason for that is because the svara chitzona, you always have to ask yourself, or both say, what was Tosos thinking before the Gemara, before he said his chat on the Gemara? What compelled Tosos to say this chat? So I was suggesting that the Rishonim here are all the Shitasim. See, this sugya is not only geshmak within the pshat in the sugya, but it's also geshmak within what lies behind the pshat of the sugya. You see, Rashi had his pshat in the sugya, Rabbi said, that forced him to change the mechanics of the sugya, that it has to be post-bittel, because according to Rashi, the svar chitzayin in the Gemara was what? That who should be chayev, obviously?
Masker.
The masker, it's Bal Yerobah Yamatzeh. Like, what's Bechlal the Gemara Sofek? Like David said, why is the Gemara asking Akasha? Zokt Rashi, I have an answer to this question. What's the answer to this question? It's talking about post-bittel, and now I want to know, Chiyav Seicher, Chiyav Masker, for this reason or for that reason. But Taisus has a different approach to the whole sugya. Taisus looks at the Sofek in the Gemara, and he says it's Pasha that who should be chayev?
The Socher.
The socher, and yet Tosaf sees that there's a sofik in the Gemara. So what does Tosaf say? Nah, you missed the boat. Leil Yadali in the Gemara asked Akasha. It was specifically pertaining to this time, to this man. Ah, what do you do when it comes to a changing relationship, a chiyuv that changes from one to the next? How do you deal with it? Zok the Gemara, we bring a raya from mezuzah. Comes along Tosaf and he says, bring a raya from mezuzah. Bring a raya from mezuzah. What's the raya from mezuzah? So Tosaf says, according to me, it's beautiful. What do you have by a mezuzah? He had a maskir who was originally living in the house, and now he moves out of the house and he gives it to the seicher. So who's chayav a mezuzah? Is it the maskir? Is it the seicher? That's exactly parallel to what I'm presenting when it comes to the chiyuv chametz. On that, the Gemara answers, and the Gemara says, no, it's not a good raya. Why? Because mezuzah is chayav hadar. Mezuzah is based on the person who's living there. Good. So the Gemara is madche. So now we're back to our original suffix when it comes to a revolving, changing relation, chiyuv, when it comes to bedikas chametz. Yeah, David.
We said that according to Rashi, bittul deraisa would be on the mosque here, but didn't the Magen Avraham say that it would be on the sofer?
No. I said the svar chitzayna is that it would be on the mosque here.
What's the svar chitzayna?
Yeah. No, you're right. Meaning, according to Rashi, the svar chitzayna, I just gave one of the shitas, okay, which is the Chachma Shlomo. According to Rashi, the chiyuv of the answer to the suffix of the Gemara should be wherever Bal Yerobah Yamatzeh is going to go.
Okay.
So take however you want to translate that, and you'll have different shitas about that. But either way, it should be Bal Yerobah Yamatzeh. So the Gemara suffix should be who violates Bal Yerobah Yamatzeh. Shouldn't be a question about Bedika.
Thank you.
Right? Good. What David pointed out is a very important point, meaning the Svar Chitzayna will revolve and will change based on what your Shita is in Rashi pre-Bittel. Those three opinions. Good.
Rebbe?
Good. Everyone good?
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Can we say that the language of the Gemara like helps Rashi? Because if the Gemara wanted to know who's violating Bal Yerobah Bal Yamatzeh, it would have just said that, right?
I agree with you, Yosef. And another reason the language of the Gemara helps Rashi. According to Taisus, the Lashon of the Gemara of Chametz Didei, the masker should be Chayim and Bdika. Why? Because Chametz Didei. That's not the reason. The reason is because it was originally his. The whole Gemara is Lav Dafka, according to Taisus. Taisus might be better off the fact that he's explaining why the Gemara limited to a specific Zman. But within the Gemara speaking out that study HaSafik, that's a little bit more difficult, according to Tosfos, right? But Rabbi Isai, there's another kasha, Rabbi Isai. According to Rashi, right? According to Rashi. See, Tosfos works out very well also within the Tashma of the Gemara from Mezuzah. You have exactly a parallel, like Tosfos says, to what the Gemara asks. What happens if you have an original chiyuv on the maskir that's switching to the seicher? How do you deal with such a chiyuv? So now I'm borrowing and I'm gleaning out of mezuzah such a suffix, right? According to Rashi, if everything is chametz oriented, it has nothing to do with a revolving chiyuv. What's the raya from mezuzah? How does Gemara even connect one to the next? Whose kasha is this? It's not my kasha.
Rabbeinu David.
This is the Rabbeinu David's kasha. Rabbeinu David, Bechlal, doesn't understand comparing apples to oranges. This is the second Rabbeinu David that I sent to you. Rabbeinu David, we'll just see it inside. Says Rabbeinu David.
Rashi addresses this, doesn't he?
Where does Rashi address this?
Yeah, I mean, he has to be where Matul Asos Mavazizah. I think he's answering this question before you can ask it. The Alma Midi de Mitzvah Ali Ramya. Whenever there's a mitzvah, it falls on him.
But how does that have to do with the suffix?
I mean, just in a general, the mitzvot, whenever there's a mitzvah, it falls
on him. So again, I have a suffix about Chometz Tidei or Chametz Bershuso, and now you're telling me, oh, there's a general chiyuv of schiras by all mitzvahs in the Torah.
Yeah, whenever the sochor takes rent something, he has, the mitzvahs fall on him. I think that's what, the only reason Rashi wrote those words. It's not through.
I hear. Okay, I think Avi's right. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm just going to explain to where Avi's jumping to. Good. Let's just see the Rabbeinu David's point, and then I just want to just explain a little bit more. What even the Gemara even spoke out the suffix? It's his chametz, which has no rationale and has no it's not true and is not applicable to the mitzvah of mezuzah. So what's the Gemara comparing apples and oranges? The Gemara is thinking in the Toshma and the Raya, that mezuzah is a chiyav on the bayis. And the svara chitzayna is that whoever is the owner of the house should take care of the chiyav habayis, habayis shalom. V'afal pichin, and yet it's not the case. Sheitila atayra osala seicher. But yet you see, like Avi said in Rashi, that the chiyuvim of the bayis were placed onto the socher. V'afkan dinu sheyatilu abdika ala seicher. Until the Gemara says, no, don't bring me a raya because mezuzah is different because chayvas adar, and that's why it's on the socher. But before the Gemara knew that differentiating point of chayvas adar, and the Gemara compared mezuzah to bedikas chametz, so the Gemara was comparing that there's this new concept called chayvas habayis. Chayvas habayis is on who? Is on the masker, is on the socher. It's not just on the masker just because he's the baal habayis and he's the full-fledged owner. But rather, since the socher is living there, you see in mezuzah that he is obligated in this mitzvah of bedikah. So came along the Gemara, and the Gemara says there's when there's also this new concept of a mitzvah of bedikas chametz, that is also an example of a chovas habayis, right? That now would be obligated on the socher as opposed to the masker. Rabbi Sai, I think this very much connects to the Rabbeinu David, the long Rabbeinu David that you read on the Ar Makomos yesterday. Rabbeinu David has an entirely different pshat from Rashi and an entirely different pshat from Tosfos. I don't know if it's actually entirely different pshat than Rashi, but entirely different pshat from Tosfos and partially different than Rashi. And I say that in the following. Rabbeinu David says this Gemara of Bedikas Chametz has nothing to do with our classic Bedikas Chametz and the din of the Mishnah. Okay? And that what the Rashash says is entirely wrong. This is not connected to Rashi and Tosfos by Baal Yerubayim Matzeh. We've been running with the assumption, Rabbi Yisai, and that's why it's so critical for us to analyze this Rabbeinu David, is that you have to touch up this suffix in some way, shape, or form. Aliba de Rashi, you have to touch up this Gemara that you took care of what? Baal Yerubayim Matzeh, because otherwise it would be obvious that Bedikas Chametz would be wherever the Baal Yerubayim Matzeh would be. Aliba the Tosfos, you have to touch up the Gemara that there's something else going on in the Gemara about the night of Yudalit because the Chiyuv is changing, that the Gemara had a suffix, because otherwise it would have been obvious that the Chiyuv should obviously be on the Seicher because the nature of Bedikas Chametz is linked to the one who's going to be around the Chametz and potentially going to eat the Chametz. Comes along Rabbeinu David in Meseches Psochem and Avdalit and Aleph and says, you are wrong, you missed the boat. This is not a classic case of Bedikas Chametz. Says Rabbeinu David min HaTorah, there is no Baal Yerah, Baal Yimotzeh applicable in this situation whatsoever. Not because of Bittul, like Rashi says. Not because of anything that we said yesterday in Das Rashi. But because Rabbeinu David is Mechadish to us, Rabbeinu Yisrael, don't forget this Machlekes Rishonim. Rabbeinu David is mechadish to us that in order for you to violate Baal Yerah, Baal Yimotzeh, it's only in one scenario. If it's owned by you and it's in your rishus. If you're missing any one of those credentials, if you're missing any of the one of those criteria, you do not have Baal Yirel Baal Yimotzei, and that does not have to be resolved. Comes along the Rabbeinu David off of that premise, that Baal Yirel Baal Yimotzei is off the books over here. Right? Against Rashi. And now he wants to know, so what's the Safik of the Gemara? Comes along Rabbeinu David, he says, no, but there's still another Chiv Midrabanan called Bdikas Chametz on the Bais. Even if technically the Bailim will not violate Baal Yirel Baal Yimotzei, there still is this new element of Bedikas Chametz Mitzad the Bais. Not necessarily driven by the classic obligations of Bedikas Chametz of a classic person who owns a house who potentially would face Baal Yirel Baal Yimotzei on the Chametz that he has in his house. So Rabbeinu David's arguing on the Gra, Rabbeinu David's arguing on the Marshal, Rabbeinu David's arguing on the Magen Avraham, all in Das Rashi. And he's introducing a new level of Chiyuv of Bdikas Chametz that's introduced on Dalet Amud Aleph. That argues on the whole premise of the Rashash that Baal Yirel Baal Yimotzei would not play a factor over here. On that, Rabbeinu David asks, so what's the Shaychus to Mezuzah? Now his answer in the next piece of Rabbeinu David makes beautiful sense. No, because mezuzah is also a new type of mitzvah of a chovas habayis. And we thought that all chovas habayis transferred to the zeicher. So this new type of bedikah that's a chovas habayis should also follow suit. That was the hemshech of the Gemara on this new level of bedikas chametz. Because Rabbeinu David neutralized the regular bedikas chametz, not like Rashi, but because it never was susceptible to Baal Yirel and Baal Yimotzei. So the entire premise of the Gemara was a new level of Bedikah. Let's just, before I call on questions, let's just see his Lashon inside. It's not susceptible. Right? And he quotes a Mechilta. The Gemara's premise was technically no one violates Vayirabayimatsi. But we know that Midrabanan, they would not take care of Chametz not being taken care of even without a violation. Bechan, now the Gemara wants to know who has to take care of this chiyuv. Al mi trichu livdai kulivar, al misha chametz shelo, al misha chametz shu bereshuso. And the Gemara wants to prove that you see that all chovas habatim in the next Rabbeinu David fall onto the seicher. And then the Gemara's madcha, no, that's because it's a chovas hadar. But you see, fundamentally, Rabbeinu David saying that this level of bedikah is a new darga of bedikas chametz. It has no shaychus to the bedikas chametz on daf beis amud aleph. Yes, Sammy.
So what Rabbeinu David is saying is that with chovas habayis, there's some different chiyuv on the actual house which somebody needs to take care of.
Exactly.
Is that a derabanan?
Yes.
Where did he get that? What's the source of that?
Well, again, but Judah, just to point out, according to everyone, this is Derabbanan, right? It might be for different reasons. The only one who is Mechadish that Bedikas Chametz would be Deoraisa, and it was only in the Shlav of the Mishnah, was the Ran in Das Rashi.
Rabbi, doesn't the Chachma Shlomo say we're dealing with Deoraisa here?
No. Chachma Shlomo was saying we would be dealing with Deoraisa if there was no Bittel.
Avi.
What
does he do with Gemara and Daf Hey?
He disagrees with Rashi. Why? Avi disagreed with Rashi.
No, what do you mean? The Gemara and Daf Hey says that you're not allowed to have that chametz in your house.
Chametz shall Yisrael acher?
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
We went through this as you can.
No, it didn't. This is your old machlekes. Avi, what do you want?
Where's his source for this Rabbanan? Like, it's not.
It's here.
There's no like other sources attached to this question to ask Rav Nachman Bar
Yitzchak. This is the way he's learning the Gemara, that the Gemara is being mechadish to us, even without the classic. That's goof for the pshat in the suffix of the Gemara. There was nischadish, a new type of dikas chametz, that if there's chametz of Yisrael in a house, it has to be taken care of. Even though technically mitzad the gavra, I'm not violating anything. It's a fascinating chiddush, Rabbi Say. But Rabbi Say, I want you to realize it's not only fascinating in terms of the chiddush shabo, it's also fascinating in terms of the dinim and his approach to Baal Yirah, Baal Yimotzeh. And we have to remember this, Rabbi Say. Everything is going to build off each other. Each of these shittas in the Rishonim, the Rashi and the Rabbeinu David, are going to be relevant as we go on and continue Baal Yirah, Baal Yimotzeh. We want to analyze the Doraisa elements of Chametz. What is necessary in order to be chayev? Is it just, you know, like the Marshal? Is it just like the Gra? Or according to Rabbeinu David, you need everything. And if you don't have everything, there's nothing to talk about. And this is not a classic bedikah. So it's not only mechudish, like Avi's pointing out, in terms of the premise of this Gemara, in terms of the new mahalach in understanding our sugya, but it's also in terms of his assumption, like he proves on the Mechilta, that in order to violate Bayer HaBayimatzi, you need it to be Shalo Uber Shuso, otherwise there is no Isser to own Chametz on Pesach.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Quick shalot on two things. So for Rabbeinu David, he would hold that neither the Masker or the Socher would have to do anything about it.
On a level of Doraisa. No, but the Gemara is saying Midrabbanan, there has to be. We have to figure it out. That's the suffix of the Gemara.
And also Tosfos. Does Tosfos agree with Rabbeinu David in the sense that it's not a normal case of Chametz, a Bedika?
No, I don't think so. Tosfos thinks it's just a technicality that it's a Chiv that's switching, but Tosfos is not concerned by the fact that the Gemara had a suffix. Tosfos was just concerned, the way I'm explaining is that L'chora, according to the way Tosfos analyzes it, it should have been the Chiv on the Socher. So on that, Tosfos says no. But the original chiyuv started off in the maskir.
Okay.
Yeah, David.
So, the difference between this and being the answer.
What in the world did you do last night?
My best friend for a long time. The difference, when it comes out in the answer, is that by mezuzah, if no one's living there, it doesn't. There's no chiyuv mezuzah. Masha'in came by, if there's chametz in a house of a Jew, it needs to be destroyed.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, again, we didn't fully analyze what the Gemara's answer meant when it said it's chovas hadar, but again, so you're saying mezuzah, it should be on the socher because the nature of the chiyuv is on the socher. Masha'in came, what do you say, by chametz?
By chametz, it just has to be done. So the question is, who has to do it?
Yeah, it's still, since we don't have that element of Chovas Adar, it's still an open question.
Okay, thank you.
Right. I mean, there's more that we're going to have to talk about, Rabosa, in the next sugya of really zeroing in on what that Gemara's line of Chovas Adar meant, but yeah, that's correct. All right, guys? So Rabbi Say, that's really a wrap-up of the sugyas, and the truth is that Rabbi Say, not only do we have a major machlekes in terms of Chamit Shalom, Ve'ino Bershuso, Bershuso Ve'ino Shalom, in terms of this whole Rashi, Rabbeinu David, that whole element, we also spoke about how this relates to Rashi and Tosa on the Mishnah. But Rabosai, according to Rabbeinu David and Rashi, right? According to Rabbeinu David and Rashi, the Toshmas seems to be very similar. I think what Avi pointed out is 100% correct, that they're going to learn the Toshma in a similar way, that who are the chiyuvim of the bayis? Like Avi pointed out, that the suggestion to compare it to mezuzah according to Rashi is going to be similar to what the Rabbeinu David says. Since this is not a classic situation, it's post bittul. So now we want to know. So who's the chiyuvan? So who's the chiyuvan in such a situation? Who has to take on the chiyuv? Is it the socher or the maskir? And Rashi says we see from mezuzah that the socher takes on the chiyuvim of the bayis, so maybe by bedikas chametz we would have said in the havam, you know, that he should take on the chiyuvim of the bayis as well, until the Gemara differentiates between mezuzah and bedikas chametz. Whereas according to Tosos, the comparison to mezuzah is nothing, not disconnected in totality. It just had to do with the nature of the way Tosos presented the suffix, that it was a revolving, a changing chiyuv from one person to the next. And that's what the Gemara was comparing to mezuzah, which is totally different than what the Rabbeinu David is presenting here and what we're suggesting Rashi would have held in the Havamim of the Gemara. So I think this Rabbeinu David, the second Rabbeinu David, is definitely helpful in the world of Rashi, even though Rabbeinu David and Rashi are not necessarily parallel in the entire sugya. But Rashi might have to link to Rabbeinu David more than to Tosfos in terms of setting up the Gemara, even if Rashi had a few different suggestions that he had to deal with in order to remove Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi, which he differs from Shitas Rashi. Does everyone understand what I just set up? What I'm saying is that in the Havamina of the Gemara and the suggestion of the Gemara of the Tashma to Mezuzah, and perhaps even in the Suffolk, once Rashi removes the issue of Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi, it could be that Rashi actually learned the Suffolk the Gemara more similar to the Rabbeinu David. That's all I'm just suggesting. And that was the carryover between Mezuzah and Bedikas Chavetz. And maybe Rashi also said, now that you got rid of the classic Chia for Bedika, because there's no Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi anymore, so now who takes care of this Chovas Abayis? Who takes care of this Chametz that has to be destroyed when you have these two individuals that could be the potential responsible parties in this area? And the Gemara wants to bring a raya from another area that a socher might have responsibility. And that was the raya. Yeah, Julia.
Now that we saw Rashi over here, does it kind of confirm that on Daf Beis he was saying it's in a pre-bittul reality? Right? Because here he's clearly saying this.
You're saying according to, meaning to now be machria between the toot studen that we had in Rashi.
Yeah. What could he have meant on Daf Beis when he said Kadesh Lo Yavar by Rai by Matze? If here he's clearly saying it's Darabanan, we're not worried about that.
Again, our first sad was that in the Dina of the Mishnah, according to Rashi, there was another solution. So that clearly, right? So that's not on the table over here, right? Again, the first sad was when Rashi said Bdikas Chametz in order not to violate Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi, the Ran says that Medina the Mishnah, there was a way to deal with Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi through Bdika and not through Bittul. Right? Our second side was no. Even if a person was mevatel midrabbanan, they brought back the Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi because maybe a person isn't full-fledged, full committed, right?
So it doesn't seem like he's saying that. Second,
it doesn't seem like he's saying what?
That Bedika is still taking care of a Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi
on a level of deraisa
with bittul.
Wait, on a level of deraisa? You mean the first pshat in Rashi, like the Ran? I'm just trying to understand your question. Just say your question again.
I'm saying, doesn't this prove, like the first shot in the Ran, that what he meant, that Bedika takes care of Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi, is that if you don't do Bittul, this is how you take care of it?
Why do you see that?
Because here he's saying Bedika is Derabonim, and we're not worried
after
about Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi.
After Bittul.
After Bittul.
Right.
Exactly. So it's not like the Ran who says, even after Bittul, you do. He could have been saying, you do Bedika to take
care. No, the Ran never said that. No, the Ran was saying originally before Rabbi Yehuda Merav's Takana that every Baidik has to be Mevatel. There were two tracks that a person had the ability to do. But Avada, if a person Mevatel, that Bedika is going to be Midrabbanan. Even the Ran agreed that if a person's Mevatel, the Gemara in the Abdallah and Mabay says, Midaraisa Bittul Baal Masagi. That's not a question.
It's Derabanan, but to take care of Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi, if he didn't
go to the
Bilagamri. Yeah.
Derabanan.
But still, even that, because Rashi here is saying it's Derabanan, and the way we're understanding that is because if it had anything to do with Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi, then there wouldn't be
a Suffolk. No. Why can't that Bdika, you were. Because still, Derabanan, we don't rely on your Bittul. That Rashi could fit with that.
And then this Gemara would still have a suffix.
Yeah, midrabbanan.
Okay, I guess.
You're saying that if midrabbanan the chashash is Bal Yira Bal Yimotzi, then Rashi didn't gain anything. That's not true. way the Isser on a level of Deraisa. Yeah, Judah.
According to Rashi and Rabbeinu David, if neither the renter or the owner did Bedika or were Mevatel, I guess more to the Rabbeinu David, like if neither of them were Mevatel or did Bedika, would anybody be over anything? Or no. Would the Chama just be Aser Bahana?
According to Rabbeinu David, no. According to Rashi, 100%. Who? Machlek is the Marshal, Magad Avram, and the Gra.
But it would be Aser Bahana if nobody took care of it on Pesach.
According to
Rabbeinu David,
no, it would not be Chametz Shavuot of Pesach.
So there'd be no, like, there's no ish. So why would anybody have to do anything if there's no, nobody's over anything? If there's
they
no
made up
issue.
A new, they made up a new din that yeah, I got to take care of this chametz, even though technically there's no violation of ownership, and after Pesach it's not going to be a knas on it. There's not going to be a bayir rabbi yamatzei. That's what Avi was pointing out. Like, it's a massive chiddush, this whole Gemara, like, that it's now introducing to us, according to Rabbeinu David. Yeah, David.
Rabbi was saying before that Rashi and Rabbeinu David might be similar in the Tashma.
Yeah.
Can Rabbi explain that again?
I'm just saying that once Rashi neutralizes the Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, so now, what is Rashi, what is the Gemara compare, like, according to Rashi, what's the Gemara comparing by a socher to masker by chametz to a socher to masker by mezuzah? Bishlam, according to Taisus, I know what the comparison is. But according to Rashi, what's bichlal the comparison? So Rashi explains that the Gemara thought that all the chiyuvim of are automatically shifted to the socher. So this new level of bdika, once bayiro bayimotze is neutralized, according to Rashi, now says so. We look at other mitzvahs habayis. And we see, who is it on? Is it on the socher? Is it on the maskir? So too over here, it might not be exactly like Rabbeinu David, but in that way that the Rabbeinu David speaks out, that we're looking at in the chiyuvi abayis, does it go on the socher? Does it go on the maskir? Rashi was saying that also over here, that's the comparison to mezuzah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, David.
Lifshitz. Yeah. So according to the Rabbeinu David, on a deraita level, bedika chametz is comparable to mezuzah.
On a
deraita level, because there's a possibility that no one can be responsible for it.
I don't know what you mean by on a deraita level. We have to talk about whether or not mezuzah is going to be deraisa or not. I mean,
I'm saying on a deraisa level, b'dikas chametz.
There is no chiyuv mideraisa b'dikas chametz. Chametz is a mitzvah derabbana, the exception of the Ran and the Mishnah. Right.
So then, how? When the rabbis made this extra rule that. That if there were, that the maskir or the socher, whoever it is one of them is responsible. What was the deoraita that they were building off of?
There was no deoraita. There's no iser chametz here.
It's just a new thing.
Right. Exactly.
So then, how were we comparing it to mitzvah in the first place? Because if right now there's a.
I don't care whether or not there's deraisa or derabbanan right now. I just care what I just want to pattern this after other, situations where technically the bialim are not going to necessarily, violate anything, and there's just chametz in this house.
Right, but now we say that they are chayas.
Exactly, that's the chiddush. So that's what we want to care compared to mezuzah. So I'm going to use that. There's a chovas abayis on the mezuzah to put a mezuzah on, and who took care of that chovas abayis? The socher. So that's the Gemara's comparing. This new level of bdikas chametz that's bias oriented and not gavra oriented, we're going to compare it to mezuzah when a person's renting. That's the having of the Gemara. Chovas abayis.
Okay.
Yosef.
Rabbi, according to Rabbeinu David, if I have a property that no one's occupying during Pesach,
Am I chayav to do anything on that property? Because it's in my, it's, I own it, but there's no rishus there. It's not in my rishus.
That's not necessarily considered not your rishus. If I don't go into there, that doesn't necessarily remove it from being my rishus. You know, if I own a lot of houses, right? But all those houses are shelo b'rishusi.
Right.
When another person's occupying it or I rent it out, that might net me a different situation.
So rishus doesn't really mean where you're staying.
Yeah, right, correct.
So what's it, wait, what would the difference be between rishus and
owner? Well, you might, what you're asking is, would I be chayav a mezuzah?
I mean that, yeah, but I mean, what's the difference in that case between owning something and having rishus over something? In a case where I'm not living there.
Renting out. It's not in my domain. Or let's say I have a pikadon by someone else. You know, I can own something and something might not be under my, you know, jurisdiction. You know, or someone steals something from me. These are all situations where I could technically be considered the owner, but it's not necessarily in my domain. But in your example, it's in my domain. It's just I'm just not there. You know,
would Rebbe use Rabbeinu David?
What would be an interesting question that you should start thinking about is, would you be chayav a mezuzah? Let's say Yosef, potentially, let's say one day, you know, in 65 years from now, you'll get out of medical school. Okay. And then you'll have Parnas and Mirtz Hashem to buy a few houses. Okay. Now you want to know, Rabbi, actually, you know, after, you know, we'll see what Trump does with the healthcare plan to see if you can make money. But
we'll be here, so it's okay.
Yeah, Mitzvah Shem. So now I'm not living there. I'm not going there. So am I chayav mezuzah or not? What do you think, guys?
According to the Hava Amina of the Gemara, no.
According to the Hava Amina of the Gemara, no.
What about the
answer? The Hava Amina of the Gemara assumed that the chayav of mezuzah is chayav bias on the. No. According to the Hava Amina, yes. According to the Maskana, no.
Yeah.
Because there's no dar there. There's no one living there.
Good. Interesting. Is that true?
I don't know.
So, here's my kasha. If you're right, Yosef, which I don't think there's a reason to argue with you right now, because he's right. I'm not being dar there, and if mezuzah is chovas adar, so I'm not being dar. So I have the following question, Rabosai. If I go to live there, and there's a mezuzah there, so that technically that mezuzah was putter. So now doesn't it have to be re-put up?
Why would it be need to be put up again?
You can't have a mezuzah up from when it wasn't chayev. So you have to be chayev in a mitzvah in order to do it. Right, just like you have to be chayav in tefillin in order to write tefillin, or you know, right? You have to.
There's no chayav on you to put up a mezuzah.
If a guy puts up my mezuzah, is it kosher?
No, I'm saying there's no chayav on you to put up a mezuzah, but there's a chayav on the house to have a mezuzah if you're there. Meaning, is the chayav of mezuzah to put up a mezuzah or to have a mezuzah in your home?
So I think it's to put up a mezuzah. That's lashon of the bracha.
That's the maisa that I'm doing. That's why. But what's the chiyuv?
But you did it before it's late. Let's say I put up a mezuzah. According to you, Yosef, let's say I put up a mezuzah before I buy the house from a goy. You'd say I'm yotze.
I mean, I don't know, but I don't know.
Chevra, I want to introduce it. I didn't put this on the Maram Kumis. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva. You're not going to believe this. His psak was not accepted. Rabbi Kiva Eger held in tshuvas. I have to find the tshuva for you. Kiva Eger writes that any time a person goes on a business trip or he comes back from whatever, a vacation, he has to reapply his mezuzahs. The Chida disagrees. He thinks that it's not necessarily correct, but Rabbi Isai, this is Emirat Hashem. We'll talk about some of these in Yonim in the next sugya. To open up the next sugya, Rabbi Isai, I'll introduce it with a phone call that I got last night. A guy a few weeks, I don't want to actually say the details,
somebody called me and said, coming up that I need to put up a mezuzah. I said, what do you mean the date is coming up that I need to put a mezuzah? I'm reaching the 30-day mark. So I said, the 30-day mark? What does a 30-day mark have to do with you? So Rabbi Isai, Mirtzah Hashem, in the next sugya, you'll see all the dinim that are relating to the chiyuv of schiris, the chiyuv of ownership, and the difference, and hopefully not make any mistakes when you get married, when you buy a house, Mirtzah Hashem, or more than one house, Yosef. And when you rent a house, there are going to be different halachas that are going to apply in different ways and different levels of chiyuvim. And that's Mirtzah Hashem going to be tomorrow's sugya for the nature of the chiyuv of mezuzah called chayvas hadar. Okay, Rabbi.